Welcome to the S&D podcast on the Schmuck Sports Network. Dan here, Steve here. You just listened to Animal by Division 1.1. You can check them out on cdbaby.com.
Also iTunes now.
iTunes, congratulations, guys. That's big honor right there. So go ahead, check them out. Awesome rock, awesome heavy metal band from Jersey. Always good to support some Jersey boys. So we had interesting show this week. We got the Super Bowl review. We got the Islanders, Rangers, Devils all playing a lot right now because of the lockout. We have the Knicks playing on fire right now. Granted, the talent they're playing against isn't that great, but you got to play who's on the schedule. A lot of different stuff, right, Steve? So what are you looking at right now tonight?
Well, we're going to do some Islanders. I got some Islander fans being pissed off, so...
Oh, what else is new, honestly?
Ranger fans jumping off the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yep, that's not shocking either. They've been playing like garbage as of late.
And Devil fans not even existing, because Devil fans have never existed.
Well, yeah, they exist. I know a bunch of them.
Okay, they're two.
The two. But like their goaltender, they're very even-keeled and ready to cheer every night.
But we'll talk about them later in the show. Just a reminder, guys, check us out on Facebook, S&D Podcast Show on the Schmuck Sports Network. Dan and I both always advertise it, so you guys do see it.
I'm sure you guys are tired of us, but we're still here. We're like those little pests that won't leave you alone on Facebook, on Instagram.
Twitter also.
Twitter, yes. Steve does the Twitter handle.
Just keep in mind on the Twitter handle, it's SND_podcast. Also, check out the Instagram page.
Yeah, that's it's been going pretty well. Hopefully we're gonna. I'm liking the Islander Nation, the Blue and Orange Nation, with the pictures they're sending us. Oh, that means Steve's posting pictures. Thank God, means Steve has been going to a lot of games lately.
Also, we basically we also post the rundown for that coming up week on the show.
Yes.
On there. We do some cool little design things on Twitgrams.
Yeah.
With those. Also, just a reminder, want to send us any Throwback Thursday sport-related photos.
Yeah, I have to remind myself to spring one out ready for tomorrow. Send you the email for tomorrow.
We are recording Wednesday this week.
Yes.
Just send us an email. It's sndpodcast@gmail.com. We will post your photo. Just make sure you include your Twitter handle on there as well so we can, and your Instagram handle.
Obviously, the Instagrams.
So we can post them. And just also, if you want, give us the date or if you remember the date of some sort or remember what the game was where the photo was taken, mention it and we'll make sure to mention it with the photo.
Absolutely. That was my idea that I came up with. I thought it was a cool idea, clever. Get our name going, bunch of people liking it and everything like that. So help us out with that. 100%. I'm definitely enjoying seeing the pictures. I'm glad to see other people are sending us pictures other than me and Steve going to Islander games, me that one Ranger game, and the two Knick games me and Steve went to. So
We have a packed show, so... let's get this show started. Welcome back, guys, to the S&D Podcast Show on the Schmuck Sports Network. Steven here with Dan. We're going to talk a little bit about the Super Bowl. We're going to try not
to... It's over. I'm so upset football season's over. Sorry for completely crashing it, but congratulations to the Baltimore Ravens on winning.
I would like to state that we're going to try not to have a blackout for 40 minutes also.
Oh, yeah. I think people would just stop listening, unfortunately.
Beyonce is not here to cause blackouts in this.
Yes,
while we're recording, so
that added the excitement to the Super Bowl, though.
Yeah, I would like to thank Beyonce if it was her fault
thank
for doing
you.
That.
We were long overdue for a Snooze Fest Super Bowl that we haven't gotten since the Buccaneers-Ravens Super Bowl. So
Buccaneers-Raiders.
Raiders. What did I say? Ravens?
Ravens.
Whoopsies.
Got Baltimore on your mind.
Yeah. Been talking a whole lot of Baltimore. So, anyway, congratulations to them. Well deserved.
Also, congratulations for the Niners for getting there.
Yeah.
Bright future for them. Just got to fix a couple mistakes. And
yeah, no, they are where they were. They just the play calling at the end of the game, but that's Monday morning quarterbacking. You know the deal.
Play calling, refs.
Yeah, everybody. I wouldn't have called it. But I'm not a 49er fan,
Boomer,
so I'm not going to.
Boomer said it the best. Boomer Esiason said it the best. Regular season, you make that call.
Oh, yeah.
Super Bowl, you let him play.
Yeah, absolutely. There was only 7 penalties in the ball game, so you know the refs were going to let them play. And honestly, from our angle, well, obviously our angle was
everybody's
on the count.
Angle.
Everybody's angle. The ref didn't see it because the cornerback, Jimmy Smith, played it off really well and hit it. So, good job by him. A veteran move. And that's how it ended. Very interesting.
34-31 was much more of an offensive show than I expected.
I didn't. I took the over in my college, in my pool. So the over was 49.5. So
I don't know. I kind of defensive matchup. I kind of expected a lot less.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when two defensive teams have. It's just one of those things. Let's see who had a good game.
Jacoby Jones.
Jacoby Jones had a great game.
I'm sorry, but he should have been the MVP of the game.
Yeah. Nah. I think Flacco deserved it. Flacco deserved it. Just for the overall whole playoff situation.
Yeah, but it's a Super Bowl MVP.
I know, but it's
not a playoff MVP.
I know, but he had a good game. No interceptions, 3 touchdowns to Dennis Pitta, Anquan Boldin, and Jacoby Jones, as mentioned. He didn't throw any picks in the game nor the playoffs, so he earned his money. I think he deserved it. There's no complaining out of me. But it is starting to become a most valuable quarterback, as you're saying right now. But no complaints out of me about the Joe Flacco being the MVP.
While we're sitting here recording, we're actually watching the replay on Dan's computer here. So let me ask you, what did you think of 3 minutes left in the second quarter calling a fake field goal?
That was very ballsy.
Up 14-3. Keep that in mind.
Up 14-3. That's the one of the kind of play that you would do if you're up 14-3 kind of thing. Honestly, that was crazy. But that's those kind of plays that you make in the Super Bowl. I don't know if it was a lesser offense, defense, unlike the San Francisco 49ers. Maybe I would have liked the play call a little bit better. But thank God that didn't bite them at the end of the game. So that could have easily bit them in the ass.
Okay. It was a fun game after the blackout.
It was a tale of two games, obviously. The first half into the blackout, it was all Ravens. And then the half hour power outage, which helped the 49ers immensely. They came storming back and they just didn't have enough in them, which was like given the last 2 weeks just 1 week, I'm sorry, how the Niners have been. They were down by 14 against the Falcons.
They've been
Falcons.
Comebackers.
They've been comeback kids, and it just ran short. They just questionable play calling at the end of that drive on the 10-yard line and wrong personnel in the game, which should have been no-brainers, but I'm not the coach, so I don't know what's going on the sidelines, obviously. I'm sure Jim Harbaugh is going to have a very long offseason, and if he doesn't ever get another chance at the Super Bowl, this is going to sting him for the rest of his life, granted, because he lost to his older brother.
Also, the way you got to look at it for San Francisco,
they weren't the team of destiny this year.
not. It's not just that. It's also they're a young team. If you really want to look at them, they have guys like Moss, and Willis.
Moss didn't really want to play.
Right.
You can tell. It was Randy Moss being lazy Randy Moss again. There was a couple plays he should have contributed.
But Kaepernick's young. Crabtree's young. Vernon Davis is still considered a young player.
Yeah. Relatively young.
I mean, he's definitely a leader on that team.
They're
just going to improve every year. LaMichael James, besides the fumble, looks like he could end up being a big deal on this team.
Yeah, and as long as the 49ers keep their defense intact, they're going to be a force to reckon with like they've been the last 2 years with Jim Harbaugh. And honestly, I think Jim is arguably the best coach in the league this year. Well, the last 2 years as the 49ers coach.
Oh, yeah.
They came a very long way. Half of it has to do with the young talent finally being good. And the other half is him being an amazing coach and a motivator and just getting your team ready to go every week.
And you know what? He shocked a lot of people last year. A lot of people thought he was going to just come in and play it poorly and do the wrong thing so he can end up drafting Andrew Luck, because he was Andrew Luck's head coach for 3 years in college. And then they can run the Stanford system. But he went in and he took Alex Smith. They went to the NFC Championship game last year.
And honestly, as being big Giants fans, if they were able to complete a pass, the Giants would have not made it to the Super Bowl that year.
No question.
No,
they blew. They.
Alex Smith did not complete a pass in the second half in that game. They didn't complete a pass. Let's rephrase that. They didn't complete a pass to a single wide receiver in that game.
Also, after the playoff run last year, every team said that the Giants, they were better than the Giants in the games, and the Giants got lucky. That was the one game I would agree with them.
Yeah. The other two games the Giants came up and played, it was similar to how it was with the Ravens playoff run this year. Every game, no one respected the Ravens, and there's no way they're going to go to Denver, and they're gonna beat the Broncos, and then bam, they beat the Broncos.
Oh, yeah.
No matter how lucky that game was or whatever, bam, they win. Then the next week, it was exactly like the Giants playoff run. That's that is the new style of getting there and everything like that. So,
okay. So basically the past couple of years, it's worked like this. You go to the Super Bowl, the next year you're a base bust.
Lately,
quote unquote.
Lately.
So I'm going to ask you.
Do you think
Niners?
Niners.
I think they'll be fine next year.
The Niners are going to be fine because they're built on defense. Kaepernick still has a little bit of proving to do. He is a stud, but he's only played 8 games, right?
10 games.
10 games.
With the playoffs, 10 games.
10 games. He still hasn't gotten a lot of film.
Right.
Teams are going to get film on him now. So let's see how he handles
that.
But I think he could. They're very, very loaded. They can. But the thing is, next year, their division's going to be just as hard. And the Ravens.
Doubles.
And the Ravens. Not the Ravens. The Rams might be better next year with
I think
Jim,
the Rams will be
with
better
Fisher and everything like that. So I don't know. It's going to be tough, and you never know with Seattle, with Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson and
outside division next
much
year.
Much.
Outside division, the Niners get the Falcons.
Okay, that's definitely going to be a Sunday nighter.
Panthers.
Okay, so they're pretty much they're playing this out.
This is at home, by the way.
Oh.
Texans.
Okay.
Colts. Packers.
They're essentially getting the Giants schedule of this year.
And then, no, because then when they go on the road, it's a cakewalk. Besides going to New Orleans.
No, next
they
year,
they have
yeah.
Tampa, Jacksonville, Tennessee, and Washington.
Okay. Well, you never know. Playing who's going to beat who, you never know what the season brings.
2013, I just want to know, are they going to bust? Because usually, the way it's been.
I don't think so. I don't think so. They'll have too much to prove, and just how Jim Harbaugh has a bad taste in his mouth for losing to his brother.
Okay. I
think the Ravens?
Now the other half of what about the Ravens?
That's a little bit trickier from the standpoint of their offense is going to be there.
But they're losing their heart and soul.
They're going to, yeah. Their offense is going to be there with Flacco getting big money. And Ray Rice running the ball.
No matter what, he's making $20
million. Price running it. Yeah.
$20 million, even if he gets
franchise.
They
have their very solid wide receiver call with Anquan and Jacoby Jones and
Torrey Smith.
Torrey Smith actually didn't really have that. He was shut down this game.
Torrey Smith was shut down. He's
a deep threat that with Joe Flacco being the best arm in the league, best deep ball in the league, it's very nice to have. Anyway, the key question is next year's defense. They'll have some pieces left, and their defense was solid when Ray was out, but it's not going to be the same without Ray.
So many free agents also.
Yeah, with Ed Reed, will Ed Reed retire? Hopefully Ed Reed comes back. I'm sure.
Torrey Smith, by the way, 2 for 35.
Yeah, it was a quiet game. Anyway.
Ravens next year they could end up winning the division next year. Patriots, Jets, Packers, Vikings, Texans at home.
Yeah.
In Detroit, in Denver, in Chicago, in Miami, in Buffalo.
They will
besides
have...
besides the division.
Well, with that division, it's a crapshoot because you never know. That's the black and blue division. They all beat the crap out of each other. Will the Steelers come back and prove their dominance lately over that division?
Will the Bengals finally step up?
Will the Bengals finally step up is also a key thing. But it's going to be a three-team race like every year. We're just waiting for the
Browns. You never know. Cleveland had a good end of the year.
Yeah.
They were actually, a game out from making the playoffs?
A few.
I really think that they're going to end up being... They're built for the future, Browns.
Yeah, they are, obviously. They've been rebuilding since 99, since they came back, other than that one or two playoff game with Kelly Holcomb. Anyway. Holcomb. Yeah, exactly.
Name bomb.
Bomb. All right. So, congratulations to the Ravens. Tough luck for the 49ers. They'll get back to the 49ers. Congratulations to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Half congratulations to the Pittsburgh
Steelers. They're still the best Super Bowl team.
They are still the only team with a six-pack of championships.
Alrighty, I'm going to ask you this. If you were Steve Young sitting there,
yes,
and Kaepernick threw the first ever interception in San Francisco 49er Super Bowl history.
Okay.
What would you be thinking?
What?
Would you have an opinion if you were Steve Young?
No, it'd be
Would you be like, way to go, kid? Way to mess up what we started?
Nah, it is what it is. If it was a pick six, it would be, he's a professional now, so he's going to be politically correct, so that'll be that.
So you got that. The Niners will be back. The Ravens are going to be back. They're going to be getting paid. The Ravens got a lot of questions.
The thing with the Ravens is, are they going to be like the Giants this year? Are they going to be fat? "Quote unquote fat" and not desirable of getting back to the playoffs. That's going to be the interesting key. They are not going to have Ray Lewis to whip them into gear every practice, every snap, everything. It's what I'm interested to see. And good luck to the offseason. I can't wait to start drafting and everything like that. So I'm excited with that. So I don't know. I can't wait.
We will be getting on later on. In a couple of weeks, we'll start doing some off-season stuff. But the Super Bowl was a fun game. Beyonce was good.
Yeah, Beyonce was good.
I can go without all the commercials, though. They were pretty bad.
They were pretty bad this year. They're absolutely pretty bad.
Wasn't even one good one.
No, the Doritos commercial with the goat was pretty funny. I enjoyed that immensely. So, I don't know. It was a weak year. It was a very weak year. So,
we had a good Super Bowl party. I hope everybody else had a good Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
Solid.
Our girlfriends were excited that the Super Bowl was over.
They were.
Yeah.
If anybody has any Super Bowl photos or want us to post them on our Instagram, please send them in. We would love to hear. If you have some stories, please put them on the wall. Anything good? So, football season's over.
Sad to see. It's very sad.
I would love... We're going to post on the Facebook sometime this weekend. What are your Sunday plans now that...
Yeah, that's
I would love to hear what people are going to be doing on Sundays.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to be one very bored person until baseball starts.
Only a couple of weeks.
Thank
God. Pitchers and catchers are next week.
So... Yeah, my girlfriend's like, no more football, yay! Yeah, every girlfriend and wife across America, who unless
they're big,
football fans, which Nicole claims to be, but she's excited to have her Sundays back. But yeah, see you next.
See you in August. Football.
See you in August. Miss you. Hey guys, welcome back to the S&D podcast on the Schmuck Sports Radio Network. Dan here, Steve here. We're going to talk a little bit about the local NBA teams. The Knicks are on a tear right now. Granted, their talent isn't as good as it should be.
Who they're playing against.
Yeah, whatever. It is what it is. We have a shot of... Right now we have a 5-game winning streak, right? 5-game?
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Right now, Knicks are just taking care of business. Me and Steve both went to Knicks games last week. Steve had the blowout win.
They were up 50 points at one point.
That's awful for the Kings, but great for the Knicks.
Well, don't worry. They won't be the Kings much longer.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to be the Sonics?
I'm going to say Sonics, but new jerseys. They're not going to have new logos.
Possibly. Anyway, enough about that talk. The Knicks are kicking butt. Melo and Tyson Chandler both tied Knick records that lasted forever. Melo had a 30-point per game record.
Well, technically, he broke the single season record for most games in a row.
Okay.
But the guy then, they said, had like 5 more to start the following year.
Yes.
So he didn't break the all-time record, just the single season.
Anyway, that's still impressive.
If you want to go technical.
Over 20 points per game. So that congrats to Melo on that.
Huh, the 38-point win was the first game that he didn't have it.
Yeah, jinx. Anyway.
Not bad. Sorry, we won by 30.
Anyway, and also congratulations to Tyson Chandler on 3 games in a row getting 20 rebounds. That's definitely not an easy feat to do.
Granted, Willis Reed,
yeah. That just shows you how hard it is to get even guys like Patrick Ewing and Charles Oakley and other prominent big men that have worn the Knicks blue and orange has not gotten that feat. So congratulations to Tyson. I'm glad to see that Amari's coming back strong after his injury that sidelined him for the first half of the season. I've never seen Amari this intimidating. Like,
this is Phoenix Sun Amari.
Yeah, very strong appearance of Amari. And then I'm glad to see that it's finally working out that his summer with Hakeem Olajuwon is doing a lot of different things, which is great to see. I'm happy how he's coming off the bench and responding. I'm just in love with this year's Knick team that they want to be a team. You can't say that. The last time you can say that about any Knick team was 99. When they went to the NBA Finals as the 8 seed. So I'm excited. We got to get Shump going. We got to get J.R. Smith. He's been slumping a couple of games.
Here's an interesting stat for you, Nick. Stat. They have the most wins before the All-Star game for the team.
Yeah, since 96.
96, 97.
Yeah.
And they still have, I think, 3 or 4 games left.
Yeah, a few games. I hate to record watch because we're not playing so great against the Wizards as of right now as we're watching on a Thursday night. They're playing the T-Wolves. Not a tough matchup, but they can take care of them. But they're playing the Clippers. I'm excited for that game. Sunday night, Sunday afternoon, primetime game on ABC, and the Knicks are going to show the Clippers what's up in New York. So,
Lob City coming to New York.
Yeah, so.
It'll be interesting to see who plays. Chris Paul play? Will Blake play? I know he missed his most recent game.
Hopefully they both play, but whatever. If they don't play, they don't play. As long as the Knicks play well, which they will. It's going to be a garden party. We haven't gotten to say that a lot lately, last few years. So it's going to be another nice, awesome garden party, and the crowd's going to be jacked up, ready to go. So I'm excited with that. The Knicks just got to keep on doing it. They just got to play hard every night. Just Nick tape it, quote, unquote. I didn't hashtag it, so sue me on that.
Hashtag.
Hashtag Knicks tape. Anyway, I just love how the Whitson has had the Knicks playing tough every night. Every now and then they'll have a couple cranky games. One thing, they do complain every now and then a little too much, but whatever, I'll live with it. So Knicks got to just keep on playing tough, and let's see how they do against better opponents. Right now they're playing teams that are fairly
Sunday.
When they play
the Clippers, you're going to see what Knick team is going to. Granted, it'll be at home. They'll have some injuries, the Clippers, but it's going to be a challenge.
It's definitely going to be a challenge, and I think the Knicks are up for that challenge because they really want to step up this year and advance out of the first round of the playoffs. But that's our Knicks this week. They just got to keep it up and keep the tempo. I'm excited.
There is another New York team that we won't hate on.
Snooze. Anyway, no, I'm kidding. The Brooklyn Nets are holding their own this year.
They're streaky.
They're
very
streaky.
That's the way to describe them.
They're very streaky.
Because they started off the year hot, then they went cold turkey.
Cold, and then they fired Avery Johnson.
And then PJ came in, and
they went on a hot streak.
Flew away with it. And now they're just getting cold again.
They played
a good game against the Lakers. Could have won it. Just fell asleep at the end.
Yeah, after that dunk on Kobe made on Gerald Wallace and
when
Chris
Gerald
Humphreys.
Wallace and Chris Humphreys
high-fived each other, got posterized by Kobe. You thought it was 1996 all over again with that Kobe Bryant dunk. The Nets, with Brook Lopez making the All-Star team, congrats to Brook, with Joe Johnson and Darren Williams always playing hard. It's going to be interesting to see what they can finish the season at. They're much better this year. And it's definitely the whole brand new attitude of being in Brooklyn and actually having a fan base. Granted, how much of a front-running fan base that is, a poser fan base, like I like to joke around with from Brooklyn. But anyway, it's still Knick Town, and I like to remind everybody that. But the Nets are doing their own, fighting their own. So congratulations to the real Net fans that are sticking with them.
They deserve it.
They definitely deserve it. So, who the Nets have this weekend?
Nets are in Detroit while we record at Washington.
Okay, so they could have
Washington.
A few game winning streak. They should, but you never know.
And then
that's
they play
why you
San
play
Antonio.
The games. Okay.
They go into the break. San Antonio at home Sunday, Indy Monday, week from tonight home against Denver.
Okay, that's very hit or miss. But tonight they should be able to run. And what's it called? They should be able to run, win tonight and hopefully Friday, and see what happens with that.
Really don't have much to talk about the NBA. Just a heads up for all you guys. Next week we'll have a little bit more, because our good friend Keith from the SchmuckSports.com will be joining us on the show to talk NBA. And he follows the rest of the league, so we can get some nice questions in for him about the entire league and all of that. As for the rest of the league, next weekend is the All-Star break.
Yeah.
A whole new setup, so we really don't know who's in any of the Saturday festivities yet.
Best part of the All-Star weekend by far. They got. I'll get that to that next week. I have a little bone to pick with
We'll do all that next week.
Yeah.
So that's the NBA report for this week.
Go Knicks.
Welcome back, guys, to the S&D Podcast Show on the Schmuck Sports Network. That was Animal by Division 1.1. Check them out at cdbaby.com, as well as iTunes, recently put up on their EP album. We will start be repeating songs soon. It is their first album, so it was only a couple tracks, but we will be keep using them because we enjoy them. I'm sure you guys enjoy them. And they're a fun band to listen to.
Yeah, they get you going when you need a quick pick me up right before a big meeting or something. You got like, yeah, rage on, kind of like ass kicking mode, like Stone Cold Steve Austin back in the day.
We're gonna talk a little hockey now. Little Islanders, Rangers, and Devils. We're gonna start off with the Devils. Same old. Devils.
Devils. They beat the Islanders.
On Sunday,
and they beat the Rangers last night. Both games very similar. You can't really say that, but the Islander game, it was a close game, typical Devils game, and they found the opportunity. They scored two quickies by Bernier with 2 minutes left in the third period, and they didn't score the empty netter, right? They did?
Yes.
They did. All right, so the final score was 3-0. Bernier with two goals, and do you remember who scored the empty netter?
Clarkson.
Ooh, Clarkie went on a little two-game goal streak.
He's
huh?
actually pretty good.
I know. He's
one of those all-around guys who's he's not going to give you 40 goals a year.
Anyway, yeah.
He'll give you 20 goals and a lot of assists.
Anyway, and then last night they beat the Rangers 3-1. I forget empty nets because I don't really care after the game.
I didn't watch the game.
Yeah, who cares about the empty netter? Well, the Devils beat the Rangers. That's all you need to know. Once again, Clarkie had two goals, and Henrique scored the first goal of the game. So that must have sent chills down Rangers' spines and cold sweats. Yeah. Because he was the way
memories.
How the Rangers season ended because of Adam Henrique. Anyway, that's the Devils. They were just playing typical Devil hockey, not making any mistakes other than the Penguin game that they played on Saturday. But that happens when you play the Penguins in Pittsburgh. Anyway, the Devils have been playing pretty well other than that one hiccup, like I just mentioned. Typical hockey. They'll just play solid defense all game long, take the chances when they're able to take the chances and capitalize on the chances. So as long as you do that, they're gonna be fine and find contention in the playoff run like they did last year.
Now to cross the river
to the Rangers.
Oh, the Rangers.
Rangers. I have a lot of since I'm the quote-unquote Ranger guy now, since you're all about the Islanders, to be fair.
Can I just say one thing to the Ranger fan out there listening? Take 3 steps back from the edge of the bridge. Breathe. Get back in your car and drive away. Don't jump.
This is coming from the diehard Islander fan. This is funny. Anyway.
Also a realist.
Realist, I know. Anyway. With the Rangers, they're still in that slump that we were talking about last week. They played good Saturday night. They played good in Tampa. They beat Tampa. Then, did they play anybody until...
Nope.
No.
Not that I can think of. Tuesday. Yesterday was Tuesday.
I'm sorry. Getting all right. My day is confused since we normally do it on a Thursday. Anyway, since last night. So... they played good. Baron played great. That's what a backup goalie is supposed to do. To last night, a typical Ranger letdown that's been coming a lot lately. that is poor defense at times, very shoddy offense on the power play, another night where they went 0-for on the power play. With the Rangers' power play is they try to make the too cute of a pass instead of shooting the puck at times.
Everybody does that.
Everybody does it, but the Rangers are just notorious. It's at the point at the Garden every now and then you hear the fans say, shoot the puck! Shoot it! And sometimes fans of all sports teams, all NHL teams, got to realize sometimes shooting the puck isn't the best idea because
especially when there's a guy standing
right
everybody.
There. But for the most part for the Rangers, they really don't shoot the puck at all. It's just a snooze fest. Even though they do have the talent on the power play, they just don't. They haven't capitalized on it yet. Nash is still doing Nash. He just hasn't been able to find the goals that he does bring to the table. Henrik, the only thing with Henrik, Henrik's being Henrik, to the only standpoint is he's given up way too many rebounds, and the Rangers' defense isn't able to clear it out of the zone or keeping it in their own hands. So that's how the Rangers are getting burnt. An alarming stat that I heard, the Rangers have given up a power play goal in the last five games.
Every game except for the first game.
Okay, so that's
if you want to.
It's nine games, roughly nine games. So they've given up a power play goal, roughly seven games.
They played seven games.
Okay, so six games they have given
Actually,
up.
Actually, they've played nine.
All right, I was right. All right, so they've given up eight power play goals, pretty much a power play goal for eight games. You can't do that to be any shot of
contention. They are right now tied. Oh, actually, they're tied with Buffalo with the 18th spot on the penalty kill.
That's atrocious. The Rangers dearly miss Ryan Callahan, who got hurt.
And Dubinsky was their best penalty killer last year.
They desperately miss Callahan, who got hurt while we were recording.
More important for the Rangers, they're a whopping 8.6% on the power play.
Yeah, no, it's 100% the power play right
Their
now.
Their special teams is horrible.
It really is atrocious right now, and Torts has to fire something up their asses to wake them up.
Oh, they're doing laps all day today.
All day. They're definitely puking Miracle style. It's just embarrassing to watch, and I'm pretty biased watching the games. I'm obviously no Ranger fan. If you say I am an Islander fan, but as of right now, I'm just enjoying hockey because I'm letting Steve take control of the Islander things of the podcast. But the Rangers just got to wake up. They just look like they're sleepwalking. They really miss Callahan, and I really do like the trade that they had yesterday. They trade Mike Rump, who is a fourth line every now and then thumper. With fights here and there, big deal. And they got Nick.
50.
Yeah, Nick Palmieri, who the Devils absolutely loved for trading him to the Wild last year, and Nick Pohl. They got a very young deal out of that for a fourth liner. So, if I'm a Ranger fan, I would really enjoy that trade. Obviously, Mike Rump. No one really cares other than my girlfriend, who probably is the only Ranger fan that liked Mike Rump. Which was pretty funny when she found out he got traded. Anyway.
Ranger fans liked his Twitter. Apparently, he was really funny on Twitter.
But my girlfriend doesn't follow Twitter. She's weird and liked Mike Rump.
Somebody had to.
Yeah, like I told her during warm-ups, only her and his mother probably liked Mike Rump. Anyway, that's the Rangers.
The biggest loss for the Rangers, and it's showing, is Brandon Prust.
Yeah,
They gave Rupp a contract during the summer, and they didn't give Prust. He was one of those guys who didn't put up numbers.
But he's a good locker room guy.
He's
a
locker room guy,
and
he didn't do terrible. He was also huge on the penalty kill, which was big. And what has Boyle done all season?
Well, the thing with Boyle is he's been stuck on the fourth line.
Yeah, because he's not playing well because he doesn't have his best friend Prust next to him.
But Brian Boyle's doing all right. He's nowhere near a 20-goal scorer. He is doing what he's supposed to do, just play solid defense nightly. He didn't really get a lot of minutes last night. He must have been in Torts' doghouse. Grabrick was in Torts' doghouse for a lot of the third period last night. It was just a weird game. The Rangers, oh, man, Ed, Kreider had a sexy goal last night, top shelf.
His first regular season goal.
It was very sexy over Marty. I don't know where he found room to beat Marty, but it was a nice in and out. That was the only bright spot of the Ranger game last night.
I'm honestly going to say that I kind of have an argument that Tortorella is not the right coach for this team.
I've heard grumbles of people saying that, and I could understand why people are saying that.
Where he made his name was in Tampa, who doesn't spend money, doesn't go out and sign big free agents and stuff like that. And the year they won the Cup was also a year where he had no names. LeCavalier wasn't a name yet. St. Louis wasn't a name yet. Dave Andrychuk and Javi Bullen were probably the only two names on that team. Those are honestly the only four guys I remember from the team besides Richards. Oh, and Fedotenko was on the team also. So basically, his system is built for a team that just wants to play and work. And what the Rangers have is a bunch of guys who are good enough to succeed in a system around them. Like Nash, yeah. If you build a team around him, if you put the right parts, unlike in Columbus who couldn't do it, but if you put the right parts around Nash, he is the best player in the league. No question.
Can I be devil's advocate with that, though? With the Rangers, though, they're still a young team. I think it's more of them sleepwalking and not realizing that, hey, we got to show up every night and perform on the top level that we did last year. You can tell that that's how the Rangers have been playing so far this year, since I've been watching majority of the games. That's the one thing I'm taking out of the games. They're just sleepwalking. It's very embarrassing to say. If I was a Ranger fan, I'd be very disgruntled right now. Granted that it's still early enough, but the clock is ticking. It's not an 82-game season. It's a 42.
It's also the New York City pressure.
Yeah, but honestly, other than... let's be real. They're so far on the food chain of sports right now in the New York market. Thank God the Knicks are doing good.
Yeah, but if the Knicks weren't doing good, everybody's watching the Rangers at
course.
This point. Football season's over.
Oh, of course. So the Ranger pressure is going to start slowly picking up, other than the diehard Ranger fan, since it's only going to be them and the Knicks for the next couple weeks until the Mets and Yankees start spring training. Anyway.
Well, probably listeners thinking Yankees.
Yeah, well, I don't care. Anyway, that was the Rangers. They got to just pick it up like we said last week, which they can, but they cannot. So it's a very... Tomorrow is going to be a very, 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 very interesting game to see which Ranger team shows up for a rivalry game with the Islanders tomorrow.
Now, on to the Islanders. I would like to first talk about Islander Twitter Nation. And how they all need to relax. A lot of the fans just need to relax. Everybody's allowed to have their own opinion on the way the
Absolutely.
Game is. And honestly, a lot of you have been some of you have been blaming Nabokov, but it's really the rest of the team that's making Nabokov sit on his head and put all this pressure on him.
Can I say something? I used to be a diehard Islander fan, and I'll be completely honest. Granted, the team the last recent years haven't been good to be on that, but the fan base, they're just whiners. Most of them, half the fan base doesn't understand the hockey. How can people say that it's Nabokov's fault? Last night, Nabby did give up a crappy goal. But majority of the night is Nabby standing on his head. You can't blame Nabby for the Devils' loss.
Oh, no.
Until the last
final Islanders
minute.
Won the game last night if they score a goal. It's all it would have taken early in the game. Scoring goals and winning, and they would have won the game.
Some Islander fans are just too bitchy for me sometimes.
They're just annoying, and that's what I'm saying.
That's why I'm not as big of a hockey fan with the Islanders anymore. It's just too many bitchy fans. It's like, know your role. You gotta relax. the team hasn't been good in a while. I love the passion. I really love the passion. And I want to be a big Islander fan again. I want to be. It's just so frustrating to hear stupid fans every now and then to complain, oh, X, Y, and Z. And it's like you're really not watching the game sometimes.
And let everybody have their opinion.
Obviously.
It's a view. Who can't, you don't like it? Oh, well, you don't have to yell at them and complain about it. It's just a view. It's allowed to happen.
I'm trying to be the more biased fan now as my age is growing. And it's just like some people just need to grow up, and it's stupid.
If you watch the games, you'll actually understand. It's not just one guy. It's everybody. Everybody's at fault when your team loses.
And they got the rebuilding process is still taking forever. A little too long for my liking, obviously.
It is taking too long.
It is taking too long. Ever since I've been a fan, we've always been rebuilding other than that two bright years with the Islanders, with Yashin and Osgood and Pekka. Those were the days for me. That's pretty sad. But yeah, hopefully one of these days, right before I would love to see the Islanders contend again or just make the playoffs before they move to Brooklyn. That would be awesome to see the Coliseum rocking. Nothing beats when the Islanders are playing well in the barn and just everybody's chanting and being in unison. But we just got to unite. And the thing with the Islanders is our history as the last 20 years, we're just bitter. Everybody's just bitter, and they'll find something to complain about.
Another thing with the Islanders, fan base-wise, all those people who are complaining about people with the opinions on Twitter, how about you show up to the games and actually watch them? Don't sit behind the TV and watch the games and then complain about them on computer. Show up. The place was empty last night.
Oh, you could hear a pin drop.
Place was empty. You can't be having it. Islanders Pittsburgh, rival. Show up to the games. Tuesday night, okay, whatever. It's still a hockey game. You need to show up to games. Granted, you can't get to every game, and I'm not saying, hey, let's sell out the Coliseum every night. I know we're not going to do that. But Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, 3 o'clock game. Not too many people want to go to that game, thinking of the Super Bowl. There was actually a much bigger crowd than I expected.
Well, to be fair with the Islanders, they're more of a family crowd. A lot of people will bring their children to Islander games, so that's why the Islanders are notorious for weekend games. Weekday games, not a lot of people are going to show up. You should know that more than anybody. But I like how the Islanders are fighting every game. They're playing tough and hard every night.
When they go down, they're not giving up on
them. Giving up. Last night was the case. They were down 2-0.
3-0.
3-0, I'm sorry. 3-0, and they came back with two quick goals, and Pittsburgh just clamped down. The Islanders are still making those stupid mistakes that are costing us games, and it's really frustrating. It's one of these years. I don't know when or where. Just one of these years, these young guys need to step up and stop blowing games like that. They need to stop. It needs to stop before it's too late.
I also have an NHL complaint.
Okay.
Entirely complaint. It is, granted the Islanders had a bunch of power plays last night, it is really pathetic how much the Pittsburgh Penguins get away with.
Okay, that's a funny conversation because my old roommate Doug from college is a big, big Devils fan. So he eats, breathes, and sleeps Devils hockey. And it was a controversial penalty on Saturday when Patrick Eliash, who is used to always contend for the Lady Byng trophy, which is the most selfless player and never in the penalty box, quote unquote. And he quote unquote hooked Sidney Crosby, and he made a comment saying, I thought he's a world class athlete and he's strong as hell, and I could barely hit a fly sometimes, and that's definitely a dive sometimes. The NHL needs to stop protecting Crosby every now and then, and Crosby knows. Honestly, that's why I respect Crosby. He knows he can get away with it. It's really the NHL. Because if I was Sidney Crosby, I would be doing the same exact thing.
He gets away with everything, and that's why nobody likes him. I love watching him play, but he gets away with everything.
That's exactly why. That's why I respect him.
The NHL is trying to get rid of hits that will injure players. So, for last night at the game, I think it was Chris Kunitz comes down the line and sticks his knee out and hits knees to knee with Andy McDonald. What does Kunitz get? 2 minutes for interference. Any other player does that, it's a 5-minute misconduct and he's thrown out of the game for kneeing. You could really injure a player that way. The NHL needs to stop letting Pittsburgh just get away with everything.
Yeah.
It's sad. It's really sad. Also, another Islander talk. Granted, they're in the top 10 still somehow of the power play. Everyone thinks Doug Waite's the future head coach. Just take a look at the last two games. The power play is 0-13 in two games.
But to be fair, I
don't want to. There is no to be fair. They've had every opportunity. 0-13 in two games is pathetic. The Rangers don't even go 0-13.
Yeah.
And they have probably the worst power play in the league right now. The Islanders have the guys who could put the puck in the net. They're not taking any risks, though.
The one thing I do have to say is, while watching Islander games, is we know how awesome John Tavares is, and the fans are allowed to be in awe on how awesome John Tavares is. But the Islanders themselves have to stop being in awe of John Tavares and actually help him out.
Oh, yeah. Molson does it.
Molson is the only one. For the most part, a lot of them are in awe of watching Tavares doing Tavares, but none of them capitalize on the situations. A bunch of times on the power play last night that they were just being too pretty. The Islanders just got to start being grittier on the power play, and they'll convert more goals. They just keep on passing. They're too much pass happy, especially last night. Am I correct on that? The one power play I saw.
Yeah, they are getting too pass happy. I just don't think that Doug Waite is the future head coach of this team. And I really wish they'd stop. Everybody knows he is. But I don't think he's set out to be it. They're getting Vishnovsky back.
Yeah.
Might not play for another week. Also, Bailey's going to be playing. They didn't rule out Thursday against the
Rangers.
So that's going to be a help on the power play. Vishnovsky's been one of the best offensive defensemen in the league the past couple seasons in Anaheim. So hopefully he'll bring a new element. I actually do believe it might be time, though, for a big trade out of the Islanders.
Yeah, they're due, but they're probably not. They're going to probably get shafted like they always do because our management sucks.
It's time for them to take Mark Streit and package him with Josh Bailey and somebody else and try and get something decent out of it. Streit is just, I don't know what he does. He has no value. They overpaid for him, which is why they were able to get him. I don't even think he's a leader. There was a couple plays yesterday where captains go over to the refs to talk to them. Okposo went over and yelled at the refs. Tavares was yelling at the refs. Streit went over, got an explanation, walked away, and skated away.
Yeah, but that's the thing. With Okposo, and who's American, and JT, who's Canadian, they're a lot more vocal and they're a lot more present. I'm not saying European players are vocal and everything like that, but they're different. They have a completely different demeanor on things, on how to settle like arguments and everything, especially Switzerland, Bazinga with World War II jokes. They're more even keel people, and some captainships are good like that. They just don't have that heart and soul yet. There's some games that they do and other games they don't. And the Islanders got to get that every night. They need to be accounted for every night, other than those two or three good, awesome players. Oh, then Molson and Tavares and Andy McDonald and those type of players. And Grabner's actually having a great year as well. So they really need to have more of collective effort every night. from line one to line four and the defensive pairing.
It's time to make changes to the team they have out there now. For example, I think it might be time. I like Ullstrom, and I like this Colin McDonald kid, but Colin McDonald, I think, will be the odd man out when Bailey comes back.
Probably.
So he'll get that spot. Keith Acorn's still playing well, so he's going to stay around.
I'm really enjoying Keith Acorn. He's playing pretty well right now. Let's see how long that lasts.
Casey Cizikas has been playing, but unfortunately he's on the fourth line, so just like they screwed up Nino, he's going to be screwed up as well.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time before Nino's called up, and that's why I also think they should make a big trade, because all these guys have these contracts and think they're set with the team and, oh, whatever, we don't have to do anything. But it's time to move those guys.
That's the problem with the Islanders. We will be too quick to hand out contracts to players that deserve it for playing a one hot week. I know I commented that when what's-his-face, Straight, got he got an extension to his contract, and he only played with the team for 7 days.
He actually got one of the best contracts in the league.
I can understand the whole, that's great, but you got to play more than a week's worth of games.
It wasn't oh, you've played well for five games, here's a deal. His contract is expiring. It makes him feel better and relaxed. Sometimes there are players that come out and will say, listen, I'm not relaxed. I don't know about my situation. Especially a guy off waivers like that. So basically what they did was they gave him a very small money contract. It's a very easily moved contract. So he can very easily be traded away. Anybody would want that contract. It's under the, in the new CBA, there's a $900,000 minimum. And if you put somebody who makes more than that in the minors, it's against the cap. He's making less than that, so he can always play in the minors. Nobody's going to worry about him. He actually got a great deal, and he's actually, since the deal, he's played more relaxed. He looks more calm out there.
I'm not talking anything about the money. I'm just talking about giving people a contract, quote-unquote contract, before actually evaluating and taking more of a evaluated look at things. Seven games is pretty much rushing things, per se. That's just my take on it. I have nothing against him. Congrats on getting money for him, but I that's the problem with the Islanders. They're looking good when they did that with Andy McDonald and other players, but they're notorious for giving people players contracts when they really shouldn't, and wait it out, or let players grow, or didn't wait too quickly on bringing players up. Like Josh Bailey, that year they had won, like, how many? They probably won like 12 games the whole entire year, so they needed some excitement, so they brought him up. But that really hurt Josh Bailey's growth.
It wasn't that. It was out of camp they put him on the team.
Yeah.
It wasn't even anything. He was a number 9 pick, and they put him on the team out of camp. He should have went to juniors.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's hockey for this week. Let's go Islanders.
All right. Enjoy the hockey games this week.
And welcome back to the S&D Podcast Show on the Schmuck Sports Network. Once again, that was Animal by Division 1.1. Check them out, cdbaby.com and iTunes.
Now.
We're just going to wrap up the show. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's show.
Fun packed, yeah. Too bad football's over. The Knicks are playing good. The Nets are hanging in there. They're fighting. Let's see how it happens with the All-Star break coming up this week. The Islanders, Rangers, and Devils are all being inconsistent, the standard quo right now. It's going to be fun to see the ending of the season since they're playing so X amount of games in X amount of days. It's going to be the strongest will survive, so that's fun to see so far.
Just a reminder, you can find our show on YouTube. You can find it also on schmucksports.com.
Yes, once again, another good lot of good articles by Keith and Joe about the Super Bowl and other sporting events that are occurring lately. Keith always has a good UFC or WWE article every now and then, so those are good as well. Hopefully we get to see Steve's hockey article that he's been working on lately, so that's going to be good to see. Hopefully that comes out soon.
We also, just a reminder, our Facebook page. Check us out there. Like us. Follow us on Twitter.
Word of mouth. Help us out. If you guys know anybody that likes sports like we do, tell them to check us out. And anything.
We are also getting some stickers in with the logo on it. So if anybody likes them, just let us know and we'll make sure to get those out to you. I know a couple people who do. Put them on your laptops, on your notebooks for school, any place you want to put them. It also helps us out by people see them and ask you what they are. Just so you guys know, next week, like we said earlier in the show, Keith from the schmucksports.com will be coming onto the show and joining us. We'll be talking some NBA. Also talk about the website, basically how it started and things like that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that because Keith has very good insight on everything. So it's cool. We look up to Keith with every little thing. So I'm excited to bring on Keith for our second guest, but we're going to try a different thing. So we're very excited with that.
We also have a couple of... We know football season's over.
But we're finally going to put the wrap up on the Jets and Giants on a separate podcast. And just do a basic Jet themed podcast. Hopefully right now we're still in talks with our friend Matt that came in a few weeks ago. See if scheduling.
We're negotiating.
Anyway.
We're negotiating with him. As of right now, we're going to probably record that the Jets show on February 21st, with the following week being the Giants show.
That's going to be fun.
We're not going to do that. Mix them because we think that there's a lot from each.
Fair shake. Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff for each. We want to talk what we think draft done, free agency wise.
Especially with the Giants today, with big bombs that were dropped by Bradshaw getting cut and Canty.
And Bowley yesterday.
I think they're personally good moves, but you'll show wait see on the 28th.
We'll see what happens in a couple of weeks when we talk about it.
But in Reese we trust, so.
Just a reminder, the Instagram page as well.
Yeah, keep on sending us pictures. Hopefully a lot more pictures other than Knicks and Islanders. And got a couple more Ranger pictures there and a couple Net pictures. Any picture you're going to a sporting event, send it our way. We don't care. We don't hate on anybody. Just brag and joke around with you guys. So
even if you want to send us a photo of like you and your friend in a jersey.
Yeah, just sports related. Any sports related picture we're talking about. It doesn't have to necessarily be at a sporting event like us. Oh, we're about to watch the game X, Y, and Z. Let's go X, Y, and Z. Which team you're watching?
You can tag us in the post if you want, or you can just email them directly to sndpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to find us on Instagram, we are actually under SND Podcast Show. Well, we have that. So like those photos, check us out. We always follow you back if you follow us on there. Also follow us on Twitter. It's at @SND_podcast. And also like our Facebook page. And that's this week's show, guys. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, this week was a very good show. So I hope you guys enjoyed.
Got a lot of fun ideas coming up. So hopefully you guys all enjoy them. And we'll see you guys next week.
Good night.
S&D Podcast is in no way affiliated with, associated with, produced, or endorsed by the National Football League or any of its affiliates.